The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Friday, July 28th, and it's a little after 11 a.m. in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for today as I continue a discussion of to serve, the need to dedicate one time to one's community, and the need to dedicate one's skills, one expertise, in the effort in order to benefit one's community in general. And in order to help you with the discussion, I have, let me see, I got the right name because I had a re-squash out part, Rotary Bahamas. I always thought it was Rotary Clubs of Bahamas, but I was pleasantly corrected a few minutes ago, and they must actually explain why they are Rotary Bahamas and not Rotary Clubs of the Bahamas or some sort. But I have Miss Carla Card Stubbs. And I have Lionel Haven, and shortly I'll be joined by Christian Knowles. But I'm going to start with Card Stubbs, right?
Thanks.
And I want to understand, what is this Rotary Bahamas thing, right? And let's start off with that. And then I want to hear how you are connected to this Rotary International.
Thank you.
I'm pulling my mic a little closer there.
Thank you. Good morning, Bahamas. Good morning, and thanks for having us. So, Rotary Bahamas, you were right. It's also called Rotary Clubs of the Bahamas.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't feel that bad.
So, no.
Okay.
So, it's really the umbrella organization of all clubs in the Bahamas, except the clubs in Grand Bahama.
So you're not an independent club. You're like the overseer
of
everything.
We're the umbrella organization for all clubs. So, all 10 clubs, Rotary Clubs, and we have two satellite clubs. And our clubs span New Providence, Abaco, Eleuthera, and Cat Island.
Okay.
So all the islands except Grand Bahama.
And I see you mentioned except Grand Bahama. Is that because there are two districts in the Bahamas?
Right. So there are two districts.
And explain what district. I was researching. I was, you see me reading up and down. And so there's two districts and they have numbers and I'm going to buy this number next week, you know. But explain the two districts.
So I'll do it by going to a question you asked. You asked about Rotary International. Rotary Clubs are members of Rotary International.
Okay.
And so it's part of the governance structure. So Rotary International has what we call zones and then several districts throughout the world. Grand Bahama falls in a different district from us. They're allied with a U.S. district.
Okay.
For the rest of the Bahamas, we're with a Caribbean district.
So there's a Caribbean district and a U.S.
and
district.
And a U.S. district, right.
And the ones in Grand Bahama is a U.S. district.
They're in a U.S. district.
And all the rest of them is Caribbean district.
Yeah, that's just a coincidence of history.
Yes.
Because they started first, they were with the U.S. district, and our clubs came afterwards. We started in 1960 with a club in Nassau, and since then we've been with the Caribbean district, which is a dynamic district of over 16 islands, in the Caribbean. So we're really, really dynamic. So it's just a coincidence of history that they're in a different district
from
us.
So watch me throw this softball question. Mm-hmm. So when you travel as a Caribbean district, you get to go to the Caribbean countries.
Yes, we go
countries,
to different islands.
Whereas that the American one have to go to
Florida. And they actually like coming to Freeport because for the Americans, they can only travel inland. And so their only other place they can go to is Freeport. So we're really actually unique in the Rotary world.
Yes.
And so each district is governed by a governor. We call them a district governor. And so in each island within the district, there are assistants to the governor. So you have assistant governors. So at the Rotary Bahamas level, the umbrella organization, you have two assistant governors who help to guide and monitor the clubs.
And assist the clubs.
Right.
So just for posterity, who are the assistant
governors
of the clubs here, the Caribbean one, the Caribbean district one?
So there are two that we have here. There were baton in July, so our year begins July 1. So the current ones are Assistant Governor Kendall Strawn, who is an assistant commissioner of police, fairly well known, does a lot of community work. The other assistant governor who just became assistant governor is Deidre Bain. She's in financial services. And I'm immediate past assistant governor. So Deidre Bain took over from me July 1.
So you're the high-ranking person here.
You could call it that.
I can pose one or two questions. But I wrote down notes there. Lionel Haven is the community service person for Rotary Bahamas.
Yes.
And I would need to understand, before I even ask that question, there's something called focus groups, no?
Focus areas,
focus
yes.
areas. And yes. I need to understand that first before I ask Haven what he does as his community head person. So what is a focus area?
All right, so clubs generally are, they have their own agenda, okay. right? So they can do their uniquely different projects. But there's something that coordinates us across the Rotary world, and we call them focus areas. So mm-hmm. we tend to do projects in literacy, would be a focus area. So you will find a lot of clubs will do a literacy project. Water and sanitation is another focus area. We've just added environmental. So you have seven different focus areas.
Okay.
And so that helps the clubs to, when they're looking in their community, and the truth is, if we go through all seven focus areas, you will find everything can fit within one of those focus areas.
And I didn't want to interrupt you there, mm-hmm. but see, I'm trying to understand Rotary, and then Rotary Bahamas in contrast to the clubs.
Right.
So does Rotary Bahamas have a focus area type concept, or they have a different concept for the umbrella part?
Right. So we don't really. So basically, at the Rotary Bahamas level, it's just about coordination, cooperation, and partnership. That's it. And governance. That's the purpose of Rotary Bahamas.
Repeat that again. It's about the coordination.
Coordination, cooperation, partnership, and governance.
So group projects.
Group projects. Making sure the clubs are compliant with Rotary International's guidelines and laws. Helping persons to find grants. So we can source international grants for local projects. Making sure all of that is done.
I just wrote down helping to find grants. But I'm going to bring in...
That's what we do.
I'm going to bring in Lionel Haven, right? And just for posterity again, I know that for record, you were a past president of Southeast Nassau. That's correct?
Yes, sir.
Right? But you're here as a community service joint project coordinator type thing.
Yes.
Right? And I want to understand that. And in terms of Rotary Bahamas, what do you do?
Okay, well, each of the clubs...
No, good.
As PAG Carla said, each of the clubs would have their own directors for the various areas of responsibility. The area coordinator would basically just oversee all of the community services directors from each of the clubs. And again, it's really just a matter of not managing, but guiding, pooling, coordinating, pulling them all together so that they can understand what each other is doing so that there's no conflict or competition in what we're doing. The wonderful thing about it is the general public in the Bahamas sees Rotary.
Yes.
They don't see Rotary Clubs of Southeast Nassau or Rotary Club of West Nassau. They see Rotary.
And I understand that because I remember during COVID, right, and there were an effort for Rotary to supply its devices and expertise in terms of internet. Yes. And it was Rotary.
It was Rotary.
You know, so I understand what you're trying to say, that there's an umbrella unit and not just a specific area. So go ahead.
And so the whole concept of area coordinators is to provide that service, to pool all of the different groups together to ensure, again, that there's no conflict in the and basically see how we can learn from each other as well.
You use the term area coordinators. Is you are an area coordinator, and that's a one person, or there's different types of area coordinators?
There's area coordinators for each of the different divisions.
Okay.
Each of the clubs.
The question is,
community
what
services.
Are the different divisions? There you go. Now I get there.
Should I push it back over to
go ahead.
G. Carter?
Go ahead.
The historian in the group?
So we have area coordinators such as scholarships just came on.
Right.
So I know that's important.
To ask a question.
Community service.
Okay.
Membership recruitment is really important for us. With more hands, we can do more work. Training of Rotarians. So we have somebody who is in training. We have an area coordinator for Rotary Foundation. So earlier you wrote down the word grants. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
So we can go internationally to our Rotary family across the world. We're across the globe.
Wait, you can ask for money international and come help us in Bahamas?
Yes, that's where we're getting our resources from. A lot of our resources come from international friends and sponsors. And so the area coordinators actually can help the clubs to coordinate or to apply for grants. We can get grants through our districts, or we can get grants internationally. And a lot of our resources come through there. So we have persons who help with that. And so there's a Rotary Foundation, okay, which is our charity of choice. And so we ask Rotarians to contribute to that. So it's an international fund.
Okay, I was just going to ask if this foundation is local, but it's an international
fund. It's an international fund. But here's the every Rotarian who contributes, we know which district you're in. And in 3 years, some of that money comes back directly to your district to benefit you.
That's nice.
The Rotary International Foundation has the highest. So we're based in the U.S., mm-hmm, in Chicago. We have the highest rating for, it's called Charity Navigator, who assesses all charities in the U.S. And that is because much of the money that we raise goes straight back to the public. We have very limited admin costs, right? And so when we put into that fund, they invest it, and that money comes back to us in 3 years, and it also goes internationally. So some of it comes back straight to the district for the Rotarians that put it, mm-hmm, and then the rest is competitive. So we apply for grants out of it. And in our district, we've gotten quite a few grants, including in the Bahamas. So we will get, for example, you will see a blood mobile. I don't know if you've ever seen it. That, yes, says Rotary Clubs. Of, that, mm-hmm, was through a grant.
Oh, so, get the,
so we
get
didn't
that.
Have to pay all of that, right?
I,
so
I'm going to ask a question, and watch me poke. Kristen knows who just walked in, but because you're late, this is what happens when you go, because you're late, you get a tough question, because I was going to give it the question to Ms. Stubbs, but because you're late, right, you just became the president, or you will become the incoming president of East Nassau,
yes,
right, Rotary Club is East Nassau. I'm putting the mic a little closer to you so I can hear you.
All right.
How important is funding? Because I heard this term that Rotary is self-funding. And I said, but man, I'm Rotary rich. I see the membership. These membership have money. I see this person's a vice president there and director there. I'm supposed to be able to say, hey, come give some money, Rotary. But now I'm hearing that you're self-funding. As an incoming president, how do you get money? And don't you have that big bank account? Can I come and call you up and say, boy, I have a project for you?
So that we do, and we're very active in terms of the community, is where there's a need. And we organize various different fundraisers. East Nassau, in particular, we pride ourselves on our fundraising arm in terms of what we do. We will do things like a golf tournament, or we'll do things like a fishing tournament. And we get the public and people that enjoy doing things like that to support us through not only through sponsorship with the event, but actual people coming in to pay to participate in those events. Past Assistant Governor Carla, PAG, is what we call him, said, Rotary is one of those organizations where, you know, you every dollar you pretty much make from the community goes back into the community.
Because y'all spend everything. I mean, nothing is leave over.
No. Well, that's one of the mandates of Rotary. You know, if we raise $10,000 in the community, it goes back into the community. If we raise $100,000 in the community, it goes back into the community. And when you're around Rotarians in particular, and you may know some, there's a certain flair that they have. I think that's correct. And they're those people that are active in the church. They're those people that are active in their business. They're those people that are active other places in the community that use that same type of fervor and energy in the Rotary organization. We got 10 clubs in this district, in the Bahamas actually, 10 clubs, right?
Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah, we have 10 clubs in the Bahamas. And each one of those clubs, it's as their own club, but they're all under a commonality of purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny, all of them pretty much operate the same.
Hmm.
All right, they don't talk to each other. I mean, we do through RCOB and stuff like that. The presidents speak, but it's basically here you go. Here's your East Nassau Sunrise, Southeast, all that stuff, and they go out and they pretty much answer the call. They do the same things within their communities.
They operate a theme, and I guess
exactly
that comes
almost
under,
seamless
under Rotary Bahamas, where they have an area coordinator who is in charge of membership. And I assume that these are the rules, this is how we do things.
Yes.
I know this is what you need to follow.
So PP, past president Lionel, who is the area coordinator for community service, mm-hmm. says, you know, he they're coordinating, so there's no competition conflict. So the other thing that Rotary does as well is, incoming President Christian said, we bring our vocation, we bring our talents and resources. So if one club is doing something, let us say, and they need a chainsaw or they need something, the beauty of Rotary Bahamas is the coordinator knows where that is. If it's not in your club, it's going to be in another club. If we need expertise to do a project, if we need expertise to help fundraise, if it's not in one club, it's in another club. And that's the beauty of having an umbrella organization. So yeah, the clubs have the same focus areas where it's a Rotary brand. So yeah, they will function similarly, but they're also autonomous.
Okay. But I want to follow up with you as being the most senior in the room in terms of funding, right? I assume that, it's my tongue-in-cheek word, right? Your bank account is kind of broke right now because you spend all of it doing projects, right? How do you finance Bahamas? Like how, or do you just apply to the international and say, hey, I need this money for this project?
It comes from Rotarians.
Yes.
Rotarians are amazing.
That's a self-funding word again.
Yes, that's self-funding. So every Rotarian for their club, they pay dues for their club.
And you pay dues?
We do. That's what runs the admin costs.
Yeah.
Part of Rotary's mandate is you cannot commingle funds. So if we have an admin cost,
mm-hmm.
So you know clubs meet and they may have a meeting room,
mm-hmm.
you can't go to the public and raise money for that. So every Rotarian pays dues out of their own pocket
mm-hmm.
yeah.
for those. And so they also pay
dues
for...
I think it's called club service.
Club service.
So we have two different areas. So we got club service, we got community service. Club service is only used for any sort of administration costs. You know, if you meet at the yacht club, or if you meet at East Villa, if you meet at any other meeting place, the monies that fund that meeting and that meeting place come from club service, and it comes from the Rotarians that contribute, you know, their dues and their funds to, and I want to be very clear, not to be a part of Rotary,
mm-hmm.
okay, or you know, just to be a part of the movement, but to contribute to something that is very meaningful, not only in the local community, but around the world.
Okay. So what, in terms of Area Coordination Foundation, what is that again?
Rotary Foundation.
Rotary Foundation.
Right. So remember I told you that's, or we call it our charity of choice. So Rotarians voluntarily donate to that foundation.
Okay.
And so we have somebody who helps persons donate. So you can donate monthly, you can donate yearly. You can leave a gift in your will for the foundation. So we have somebody who helps Rotarians. How do we gift to the foundation? I know that you know about polio.
Yes. So right? you can get me antsy now. You can get me antsy.
So before you get antsy.
Too late.
Right.
Go ahead.
Rotary has been in the forefront of the eradication of this disease.
Yes, I read that.
It popped up its head
in
the U.S.
It comes up everywhere. I read it, yes.
Right. So that was a pandemic before we knew about COVID-19 being a pandemic,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And so the foundation actually is how Rotarians across the world contributed to that cause.
Ah, I see it.
So you can be something bigger than yourself. I mean, mm-hmm. if I stay here in the Bahamas, how am I going to help eradicate polio?
Mm-hmm.
But I can mm-hmm. through a foundation that's dedicated to that. How am I going to help starving children somewhere else? And how are they going to help us,
mm-hmm.
right? But each Rotarian around the world can donate to the foundation. And then remember, that's a pool for Rotary clubs across the world now to draw from.
Now, before I ask my question with polio, right?
Oops.
I want to know, how do you all spearhead your project in terms of what's the best? No, let me rearrange that. One, contact Rotary, or how does the Rotary heads, the different clubs, decide on what is the next big thing to do? And then, you know, the polio question coming up next. I just warned you beforehand. Go ahead.
Well, you have to understand that the members of the Rotary clubs in the Bahamas is comprised of people that are in the community
mm-hmm.
of the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got people in all of the different job variations. You've got people that are in the schools. You've got people that are in banking, attorneys, doctors, lawyers, all of that exists. So within our own networking, we can identify needs and ideas or issues that arise that we might wish to bring to our respective clubs or that we might wish to bring to Rotary Bahamas, depending on the size of the nature. We spoke about the coordination effect. There are some projects, and one you mentioned that I think PAG Carla will speak about again later on, is the Digital Divide. Some of them are bigger than one club because it has the opportunity to impact the entire Commonwealth of the Bahamas not just the club is involved with. So projects like that will be brought to RCOP, which then becomes a joint project that all of the clubs become involved in. So the reach becomes wider.
Okay.
And that's where these ideas
come from. Now my polio question. I have a friend, well, not really a friend, but I have an acquaintance friend, right, who contacted me and I interviewed him, and I found out that he contracted polio when he was younger. Mm. I am barely 40-odd, right? I did not know we have people in the Bahamas who have polio, had polio, have the effects of polio. That's what you mean. No, man. I said to him, you must be mistaken. You must have something else, right? He said, no. You know, because, you know, Whitney is forward. So you tell me what I have. I tell you I have polio, right? And I said, no. The Rotary has done away with polio. I read that. Right? And I'm sure that our Bohemian Rotaries participated to make sure that we eradicated polio. And to hear him just tell his story, that because he has spinal issues and has issues being mobilized and movement, whatever it is, right? To hear that he still is here and that there are other people in the Bahamas, right, who has the effects of polio or has polio, I say, whenever a Rotary person come here, see, you're all Rotary people here, I can make noise and ask and beg and humble and plead. Because I'm not sure, that's why I asked the question, how do you select projects? My friend, acquaintance friend, Whitney, who calls the station all the time, right? That's why I get to know him, wants to write his story, his life story about how to school and how he get jobs, the stress and what you call that when people don't want to hire you? Discrimination.
Discrimination.
Right? Mm-hmm. He wants to pen that story. However, he doesn't have a computer. And he needs a computer because he can't type, you know. Mm-hmm. He needs a smart as hell. You know, I mean, witty. He needs a computer that he just speak and the stuff writes, right, in order to get that. And I said, no worry. The Rotary come in. Everybody listens to Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry. Everybody, they gotta come. And they came. So now I'm here, right? Especially, I like Christian Club, because Christian Clubs, you already called these high places where you go have meeting, because there's nice places. I haven't been there. I mean, if you invite me to convince me to join, I'll be happy to come to lunch.
We'll be happy to have you, man.
That's good. Well, make sure you have lunch, too.
Always a lunch, Peter.
I just want to pitch that. To remind you that there are, and I'm sure you are aware, of course, and I'm just being flippant with it, that there are persons with polio, which is a soft point for you all as Rotarians. Mm-hmm. I'm sure when you hear me speak with it, just jerk and say, yes, that's what we do, right? So I'm pleading, because I know Rotaries have bigger projects, right? But I'm pleading on behalf of Whitney to assist in any manner or way. It don't need to be a big computer, just something that something that he can talk in and record this story so I can buy his book. All this from him to say, see, I got to buy the book. And I can't get to buy the book if you don't get a computer to record it.
If you can't write the book.
Yes, there you go. Consider that an official plea. And I note that I am on radio every day, right? So I could bring this up again and again and again and again and again. And I wrote down all of your names so I can call this again and again and again for life. Because they love me here at Guardian. I'm just saying.
Well, what I would suggest is for Whitney to come to one of the meetings. We'd love to have him at East Nass, and I'm sure some of the other clubs would love to have him. And what he can do is he can come and speak about his experience with polio, and about his basically voice the I guess aspects of his book.
Yes.
And explain to Rotarians how it's been for him, and we'd be happy to help. You know, that's the thing that I think is. I don't think it's very unique to Rotary, because there's other organizations that do it.
Mm-hmm.
But there is certainly any organization I've been a part of, there is a unique and good knee-jerk reaction to when needs are presented right then and there.
Yes, I understand.
I was a part of a meeting after the horrific Hurricane Dorian in our Northern Islands. And that meeting, the amount, I don't want to say how much money raised, but that meeting was that knee-jerk reaction to people in the community, and Rotarians in particular, to answer the call for a big cause. So that's the type of, I guess, that's the type of flavor. If anybody who's listening and have that call and say, I want to do something in the community. Mm-hmm. I want to support something that's meaningful, not only in our community, but benefit our community, but also benefit the world. I encourage all of them to come out, go to what's the website, RCOB?
RotaryBahamas.org.
RotaryBahamas.org.
Repeat these websites again.
RotaryBahamas.org. And you can actually contact anybody
And if you know a Rotarian, say, I'm interested, and they will invite you to their meeting. So you can see what it's all about.
Looking right at them right now. Yeah.
You know, you can become a part of it. You can meet new people. And the cool thing is that the people that you meet are in terms of their commitment to the community, are the same. They're like-minded people. And when you have a lot of like-minded people together and you have these issues within the community, some really, really powerful things can get done comparatively quickly in terms of situations that we face.
So I have two more questions. I mean, big questions, what I want. One, you mentioned Dorian. Mm-hmm. And this particular project, I think, was done by your sister club, the American Rotary People. Mm-hmm. Right, not necessarily the Rotary Clubs of Nassau?
Of the Bahamas.
Rotary Club of Bahamas. Sweden's Key.
Sweden's Key.
Had a project of housing. We know that the Bahamas is in a housing crisis at this present time, right? And to me, it seems like our government is overwhelmed, especially when I see Rotary did it so easily. Say, okay, you can have this house, you can have that house, you know? And I would like to know, can you consider a project, especially in Abaco, to develop smaller houses, you know, low-cost houses, right? Smaller houses where Bahamians can afford. I mean, I know it's a big project, and it's all the way I start, but I got to start since you're here. I want to start dropping nuggets and have you consider it. Is this possible to consider such, to go to that foundation? See, I wrote down the foundation, that there's money there. You just need to go and apply.
Money and guidelines.
So let me
help break that down. So even though Grand Bahama is in a different district, it doesn't mean that we don't coordinate. We actually do projects there, right? So the current assistant governor, Ken Strawn, has been actually very active in that Sweeting Ski project. Mm-hmm. So even though we're different districts, it doesn't mean that we don't coordinate. It doesn't mean that the funds don't go there, because we're still one Bahamas. Mm-hmm. We're still the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. And when people want to donate to the Bahamas, they don't really care about districts.
Yes.
Right? So I want to say that off the bat. And we see that especially with hurricanes and so on. And that's how that came about. Mm-hmm. So there are different funds. Sometimes persons will designate funds. They say, we want this to go to the Bahamas and we want this for this project. Mm-hmm. And that largely came out of that. We're doing something very similar in Abaco as we speak.
Go ahead.
No, but if you're interested, and this is AG Kent, Assistant Governor Kent's baby.
Okay.
They've actually come up with an app because...
An app.
Right. Rotary is all about transparency and accountability. Mm-hmm. And he can track and tell you every home in Abaco that they have restored, that they have repaired, that they have touched.
Wait, did you already start doing stuff?
Yes, time ago. You're behind the ball.
The next day,
the next
you
day,
are
man.
Behind. The thing about local Rotary clubs, and this is what Rotary International says, you know, people fly in, and that's great because we need partners. So they fly in after the disaster and they do work. Rotary is here. Rotary stays on the ground. Mm-hmm. So when everybody flies out, we're still here. Mm-hmm. And so we form partnerships with them, but we're continuing the work. So the work in Abaco never stopped after the hurricane.
My goodness. Okay.
We were on the ground first. We helped bring persons out. We were the ones at the airport with partners, because mm-hmm. Rotary doesn't do it alone. So we were the ones who were there to greet people. We were the ones who were there to help house them while they were here, meaning find houses for them. We were the ones who gave them meals. We never, ever left. Mm. And so some of that continues. You don't always hear about it because we don't always toot our own horn. But no. And you said something that's really important to me, which is government can't do everything.
Mm.
And Rotarians know that. And so this is really about social responsibility. It's not about tooting our horn all the time, but where is the problem? How can we help? And it takes partners to help. And so we've been there. So we're already in Albuco.
Just as a anecdotal piece of evidence to what PAG Carla explained, you guys remember the catastrophic earthquake in Haiti?
Yes.
Years ago,
mm-hmm.
Rotary went in there. They're still there.
Still in Haiti still after the earthquake?
They're still there.
Oh, wow.
There's a wonderful program that they're doing in Haiti now called Hand Wash.
Mm-hmm.
They're providing clean drinking water
mm-hmm.
for remote communities that do not have access to drinking water within their area. And some of these people have to walk miles and miles and miles and miles just to get clean drinking water. And then they have to lug that back to their village. Mm-hmm. And Rotary's in Haiti right now supporting those communities through this initiative.
Okay. And I have a text here saying, morning all. Rotary, thank you very much for East End Grand Bahama. So they are listening. They're acknowledging that, yes, Rotary is there. Rotary is present. I want to talk scholarships.
Yes.
Every year, Rotary tends, I mean, I at least hear about it. I've never received no scholarship, but I mean, I hear about it. And I hear people taking pictures and saying, hey, that person just got a Rotary scholarship, right? And it's beginning of the school year. I assume that you plan to do more scholarships, especially the BTVI, University of the Bahamas, et cetera, et cetera. So I want to hear about that. And how do you plan to finance that? So great. You can explain that to me. I'll even go quiet and let you all run out for now.
Great question. I'm going to hand over to Christian, but I just do want to say one thing. Remember, we started with focus areas.
Mm-hmm.
A great push for Rotary is basic education and literacy. That's one of the focus areas across the world mm-hmm. because we realize that it's a huge need, it's a huge problem, and people need to have access to education, and not everybody is privileged enough to do that.
Yes.
During COVID, Rotary Bahamas now, so this is one of the projects BP Lionel spoke about, did a huge project with partners, corporate sponsors came on, and we thanked them for supporting
it. Yes, yes.
And it was called the Digital Divide, because people were thrust in an online world, which is all well and good. But if you're in a home without electricity, mm-hmm. without Wi-Fi, how are you going to connect? And if you don't have a computer, how do you step in, spoke with partners and came up with a project that... I think we were at about a $500,000 project.
Wow.
So that was it was amazing. We had great support from the public. So we provided laptops, tablets, Wi-Fi, and in a few cases, electricity. All monitored by all the clubs. So of mm-hmm. course, there's a needs assessment, and persons applied, and we did what we could. School is coming up now.
Mm-hmm.
And we have huge needs.
Yes.
And so the clubs have come up with a way to have the public involved mm-hmm. so that we can go again and provide services to schools. So each club has their own scholarship programs. So they may partner with a BTVI. They may do a primary school. So each, right. So this is where PP Lionel says, well, we don't do competitions. So if we know that this club is taking care of this school, you don't want three clubs taking care of that school or of that orphanage. And so the clubs have come up with an idea for fundraising, and incoming President Christian is the chairman for that.
Well, to add to that, I think one of the things is often overlooked, certainly in this country, is the absolute importance of education, from the secondary and tertiary side with University of Bahamas and high school and stuff like that, but right from the beginning. We have a school system that was ill-equipped for the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
Kids going back home and doing the virtual learning. I have kids myself, and mm-hmm. it was extremely difficult for them when they came back to school to kind of catch up and pick up those last 2 years. So I think it's important to mention, the importance of education and what we've been through the last 2-3 years with the pandemic. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that we wanted to do is get all the RCOB, the full power, I've said this before, the full power of Rotary in the Bahamas, to come together to support an initiative that was very important to the community, not only for now, but for future generations. And one of those things, the thing that we came up with was education. To support education initiatives throughout the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, no matter what it is. If it has to do with education, we're going to support it. And like PAG Carla said, each club has its own initiatives that they've been doing for a long time, or they may have just adopted it to deal with education support, or whether it's literacy, whether it's providing scholarships, whether it's providing devices for a school, or adopting a school in the Family Islands to help them. And so we wanted to use that and harness that and bring that all together. And what we came up with is a grand raffle.
Grand raffle.
So what we're doing now, it's actually ongoing. It's been ongoing for a while. And it's a raffle with that involves all the Rotary clubs in the Bahamas. It's got, I mean, we got prizes. And let me tell you somebody's prizes. The people that donated these prizes out of the goodness of their heart to support education, I can't name them all, but we have over 100 prizes in this raffle.
Nice.
Okay, so you know, it's quite a big raffle, and we wanted to directly support education initiatives. Our goal is to raise $250,000.
$250,000.
$250,000 throughout the Commonwealth, right? With all the clubs, mm-hmm. in RCOB. And you know, that may seem like a daunting. When you hear that,
this is Rotary. You're good for
this. This is Rotary. Yeah, you know, we have 10 clubs, and we're hoping to, if we meet our goal, to give each club $25,000 to support their existing initiatives, their existing education initiatives, or to encourage them to adopt another one. Talking a lot about the needs when there's a need in the community, that we respond to the call. So this raffle has been going I think since April. When have we launched?
Since May.
Since May.
Yes.
Sorry, since May. We launched in May, and we are going to be doing it for the rest of the summer. And the drawing is going to be right before school starts. It's the 3rd of September, Saturday the 3rd of September, and you know, we encourage everybody. We have some stuff on our website now. That explains what we're doing and where we're going to be. So if people want to come out on the weekends on a Saturday to see what we're doing and purchase those tickets, they can. And they can speak to Rotarians at the various different places. Those things are published on the website, rcob.org. Also, we have an online portion of the raffle that if people don't want to buy a physical book, they can go online and they can purchase the book.
I want to talk more about that on the next side of the break, right? No, what I'm going to do is I'm going to start off fresh because I want to have more detail about that and like what, how do you apply for the scholarship? Where do you go and stuff like that? But I'm going to take a short commercial break now. This is Guardian Radio AM. I have Rotary Bahamas with me. And now we're talking scholarships. You know, I'm getting kind of excited. But we're going to be right back in a few seconds.
The most important thing in life is family. And whenever you need reliable advice, you look to the people you know you can trust. At J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers, we earn our clients' trust every day. Whether it's home, motor, travel, or commercial insurance, we've got you covered. Call 397-2100 or visit J.S. Johnson. J.S. Johnson Insurance. Peace of mind.
Join us for Peace on the Street Basketball Classic Family Fun Night. Sunday, August 7th, KGL Isaacs Gym, beginning at 6 p.m. Come see our championship games, the Mr. Shippen 3-Point Shootout and the ICB Slam Dunk Contest. And the Politicians versus the Clergy Basketball Game. Sunday, August 7th, Kendall Isaacs Gym. Doors open at 4 p.m. Get tickets in advance at the Hope Center or visit the Peace on the Street link on Facebook. Telephone 601-4728 or 601-4842 for more info.
Hello, Keisha, you something else, boy. Who this is? Tamika? You ain't even remember my name? Wow, Dred.
Girl, I've been so busy. You still planning your trip?
Girl, and I can't wait. I right here online booking my car.
You dare planning trip. You vaccinated?
Girl, we had to. We ain't been nowhere since this pandemic started. Girl, and we got a 14-day vacation.
Best vacation ever.
Girl, are you though?
Well, I know you's gonna get the vaccine because you too like travel. When y'all get your vaccine?
Girl, long time. Because you gotta get your first dose, wait, then get your second dose at least 2 weeks before you travel. Johnny get his vaccine and he 12. Even Grammy get hers. Child, and Grammy say she ain't get no money. But I see her hiding that under the mattress.
Child, let me send my list because I know you going shopping.
Keisha, don't play with me.
Vaccinate today, live tomorrow. A message by PAHO, WHO, Canada, and USAID.
Mm-hmm.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. This is C.A. Nuri, and I am talking with folks from Rotary Bahamas. And now we're talking about scholarships, right? And I want to know, how do one get a scholarship? And I was told by Rotarian Knowles, right, that they have a raffle coming up. And I want to hear more about this raffle. But I want to know, again, how does one get a Rotarian scholarship? So I'm going to go back to the senior in the room. Card stubs, and just talk. How does one get, same question, how does one apply, or who does one go to? Where does one go to get a Rotarian scholarship?
So it's all related, right? We need the funds to be able to get the scholarship.
I can talk about the funds right now, but I won't get one scholarship. I mean, not me.
There are two levels.
Yes,
so
ma'am.
Different clubs have different scholarships.
Yes,
so some clubs have for BTVI, some have for schools that they have adopted.
Okay.
Right? In terms of Rotary Bahamas and scholarships, we actually have international scholarships.
What?
Rotary International, we have what we call Peace Fellows, so people can actually do their masters through Rotary. That information is online. If you go to rotarybahamas.org, there is a contact. So you can either contact one of the assistant governors or it's info at RCOB. RCOB just means Rotary Clubs of the Bahamas.org, but it's all there. Once you've indicated, and so it's really difficult because they're different scholarships. So what persons generally do is they contact us on our Facebook page as well.
Okay.
Rotary Bahamas. If you send a message, then somebody will take that message and
inquire
what, level.
That's one cent.
Oh, so we have different messages. My son is 16. My son is doing so and so. Is there a scholarship that suits them?
Simple, just like that.
Yeah.
That's easy.
We'll talk you through the process.
Yeah.
Right? To say whether we have that sort of scholarship or whether there's a club that deals with that sort
and
of scholarship
directly,
and
there.
Direct you there.
That's nice.
Sometimes we can't help, but we have a partner who can help. And that's the beauty of Rotary. So we will say that we don't have that scholarship existing.
However,
but we know that, right, there are these sorts of scholarships. Here's a contact for that scholarship.
That's just nice. Now let's talk about how you fund this again. We're going back to Knowles. That's you again. So tell me what type of prizes, because I hear you have a raffle, but and you're saying the raffles is kind of high end, right? I wouldn't know what I could win.
Well, I mean, we got trips, we got TVs, we got plane tickets bundled with the trips. We have things, and I have to mention, all of these were donated. Through Rotarians or their friends or their family or people that they know or the companies that they work for.
Mm-hmm.
These are all donated. I mean, you're talking about thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars worth of prizes.
These are some nice things. I mean, even if you don't want to participate, you have to do your chance to get one of these gifts.
And the thing about it is, we are continuing to get gifts
still,
added
onto this list.
And we don't want to refuse it. So basically, you know, as they come in, you know, we're uploading it to the website. If you do see, if you do get a raffle ticket, a physical raffle ticket, you can. There's a QR code on it, and you can scan that.
I'm noticing that Rotary has technology.
Oh, we got technology.
We
and one of the things I do have to mention is we partnered with Together Bahamas,
which is
an arm of Alive.
Mm-hmm.
And they have been fantastic. I mean, you know, they're doing the online portion of our raffle, and they've been very generous with their time and their resources to help us get this online. Time that there's been a raffle like this online in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. So Rotary is the first.
So
technology.
Now, if I have someone who wants to add to your gifts list, the prizes list, who do they contact? How do they contact?
Oh, they can contact, if they know a Rotarian, they can contact.
Easy as that.
Go to their club or go to someone that they know is a Rotarian. When they go to their club, they say, listen, I have I have an Airbnb in Bimini.
Yeah.
You know, I want to donate that for a weekend. And then someone says, fantastic. And then someone donates the airfare. Oh, you know, I have a charter company. Let me donate the air. So then we bundle it.
And you got everything free. I just need to go.
Exactly, exactly.
And how much is the tickets? I'm speeding up now. How much is the tickets?
So the tickets are $10 each.
Yes.
And the book contains 11 tickets, but we're selling the book for $100.
So I get a discount.
You get an extra ticket.
Yeah, I get
it. If you buy a whole book, you get an extra ticket. But one of the things we want to stress is, you know, the price of the tickets are a lot higher and steeper than
I guess. I understand.
But we're supporting, again, education initiatives throughout the Commonwealth. Mm-hmm. And you asked scholarships before. East Nassau, not to single us out, but East Nassau has an arm called ENRCCT, which is the East Nassau Rotary Charitable Trust. And it's a trust within East Nassau that members give to, as well as we fund it through our community events or sponsorships or whatever we do to raise money. And that provides scholarships, several scholarships to qualifying people. And each club has something like that.
Yes.
You know, and they have a school that they adopt. And the other cool thing is in these schools, there's really, we have clubs for younger kids called mm-hmm. Interact mm-hmm. and Early Act. Mm-hmm. So this is all part of the Rotary family. So, you know, you may go to a school and they have an Interact club or an Early Act club, and that's Rotary. Mm-hmm. And you can get contact through them. And the thing is, we want to let people know from you know, at a very young age that being in the community and doing stuff for the community is really important.
So I have about 2 minutes, and I want everyone to give us like a sum up, you know, the pitch to why should I join Rotary or whatever you want to talk about. So I start off with Haven and just go around.
Rotary family is something that's very unique. Anytime you greet a Rotarian outside of a Rotarian function, you feel that same familiarity that you would anywhere else.
We each live in the community. We actually need to bring our help to the community. It's not enough to identify problems, but we need to serve and be people of action, and that's Rotary.
I mean, I can't add anything to those two things.
It was good.
they were very good. I mean, it's being part of an organization that's not only local, but it's global. And Rotary is doing big things around the world. Eradication.
Doing big things here.
Doing big things here. I mean, and it's part of that network.
Okay, this has been Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. I enjoyed myself today. I learned so much about Rotary that I didn't know. I'm very flabbergasted about knowing what you're doing in Abaco right now. And it definitely, I'm enthralled about hearing about the scholarship. But I'll see you on Tuesday, because Monday's a holiday. I want to say happy emancipation to all that's here. You take care. See you later.